Blog Talk Radio.
Get answers to life's questions, and I am your host, Sparta Grace Reynolds. The show was created because my guidance realized that we ask questions and we expect our own little minds to come up with the answers. It's just not capable of that. Our minds take everything that's ever happened to us and they rearrange it. So that it may be possible to cover some unexpected incident, if you want to call it that. But they don't have the ability to help you to see things that you've never listened before, that you've never seen before. So that's why this show was created, to give you a place to ask those questions and get the answers from your guidance, get the answers that can actually help you to make the changes in your life. And you're not the only one who uses this guidance and these changes. This is also something I do in my own personal life, something that I started years ago because I realized that I was not happy. I was not happy with who I was. I was not happy with my life. I was not really happy with much of anything. And so I started on this journey to discover me, to discover what it is that I'm actually here for, what it is that's important in my own life. And it's been a wonderful, amazing journey. And I have learned so much. And I'm still learning so much. And part of that journey was me learning to express myself. Now, I did that in a variety of ways. One was developing this radio show. Another was being an active member of Toastmasters. Because when you are a member of Toastmasters, you have to talk. You can't just sit there and not say anything. They won't let you. And so it was also another part of my awakening, my opening up, my accepting who I am and what that means. So if you have questions about your life, if you have questions about what it is that's important to you, then feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And now I'm doing more than one thing at a time. Even though I told you that I can't, I'm doing it anyway. It's interesting because one of the things that's been coming up a lot, not just for me, but also with the people that I talk to, the people that I work with this week, it's been about letting go of resistance. And it's making me realize how big resistance is in our lives. I'm seeing resistance in myself in so many different ways and so many different places that I wasn't actually aware of. And so it's helping me to see how I stop myself, because that's what resistance is. It's the way that we stop ourselves from being or believing or creating what it is that we've decided is important in our lives. And so it's making me aware of little things that are running in the background. Now, these are things that I'm not really conscious of. But I'm seeing what's running in the background that keeps me from fully accepting and embracing my own magnificence. And it's really interesting, you know, the things that I'm seeing, the things that I'm creating. It's interesting because we are always creating, always. We never stop creating. And I know that probably goes against everything you've ever been taught, because you're taught that you don't create anything. God creates and then he lets you have it. And the reality is that you create. We all do. In every moment, we are creating, because we are creators. And so when you wake up in the morning and you decide how your day is going to go, you are creating your day with your beliefs. And if you look around you, you see that things are the way that they were the last time you looked at them, because you have created that they will stay the same. This really takes this whole creation concept to a different level. At least it does for me. I realize that in a lot of things in my life, I play it safe. That's kind of the way I was taught to do it, you know. You don't take any risk, you don't step out there, you don't do anything wild and crazy. I was always the one who didn't do the wild and crazy things. I was always the one who was the good, dependable, reliable one. Now you may look at, you know, this radio show and the other work I do and think, oh my gosh, she is wild and crazy. Especially when I'm with DZ Love. But in so many ways, I'm not. Because that's not who I've allowed myself to be. That's not who I've created myself to be. And so this whole releasing of resistance is showing me how I play it safe, how I play it small, how I have this fear of, you know, the wild and the crazy. I've usually surrounded myself with at least one person who would be considered wild and crazy so that I could watch them do those wild and crazy things and occasionally do something along with them. But I didn't let myself be someone who would do that. So I've been playing it safe. All my life, I've been playing it safe. And I find that when I decide to do something that is outside of that, this is safe, this is acceptable zone, there's a part of me that starts kicking and screaming and saying, no, you can't do that. And you would think of all the work that I've done on myself over these years that I would have let that go. But in some ways, I wasn't even aware that it was there. So this whole concept of releasing resistance that I've been doing a lot of this week has been showing me what I believe about things that I hadn't really thought about, what I believed. And it's showing me how when something happens that prevents something that I desired, or something that I was creating, my first reaction is not to look for another solution or to check in with my guidance to see what I should do. My first reaction is, well, that makes sense, because I wasn't really supposed to have that anyway. And you see, that's resistance. That's me resisting what I desire. That's me having been taught that I can't have what I desire. And I need to accept that, because that is reality. My ex-husband was always telling me, well, that's just reality. That was like one of his favorite things to say. And I would argue with him about it. But on some level, I accepted what he was saying. I accepted that belief. And I wasn't even aware that I had done it. But I did. And so now I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it over and over so that I can let it go. Because I'm the one that creates my reality. My reality is not something that's out there that other people have done, that I have no say in, I have no part of its creation. I'm the one that's creating it. And so if I believe that my reality has power over me, then I'm giving away my own power. That's not the way I'm choosing to live. So I'm working to, you know, let go. And I'm saying all of these wonderful, dear innate statements about releasing my resistance to everything that's coming to my mind. And I was doing it last night when I fell asleep. And then I woke up this morning and I started doing it again. And I fell asleep again. And I woke up and I was doing it again. So it's just, it's become a natural part of who I am to clear out all of that clutter, if you want to call it that. And we all have so much clutter within us. We have millions of beliefs that may not actually be serving us, not in the way that we desire to be served. They're not actually helping us to create the life that we truly desire. Certainly not the life that we deserve. And part of that is because we don't think that we deserve the life that we deserve. We really do have all of these interesting little twists and turns in our own beliefs that keep us from experiencing life with the incredible beauty and majesty and power that is there for each and every one of us. Because each of us was created with this amazing power. Power of the Creator, of Source, of God, of the universe, whatever terminology you want to use. It is within each and every one of us. And we push it aside. We keep it separate. We don't connect. And that's because of beliefs. We may have been taught that we're too insignificant. God doesn't want to connect with us. We may have been taught that it's impossible for us to connect. We may have even been taught that if you try to connect, something horrible will happen and you'll die in a horrible death and you'll go straight to hell. You know, we get taught all of these beliefs that are just bogus. Because this power is within us. So that we can use it. It is there for our use. And you don't have to go through theology school or anything like that before you can use that power. You are born knowing how to use that power. And then people teach you that you can't. I was on a call last night and they were talking about babies. And they were actually talking about a set of triplets. And they were saying how when the triplets are asleep, they communicate to each other. And so while they're sleeping, they're talking. They're creating. And these are just babies, weeks old babies. They know how to do this. And we grow up and we don't remember how to do any of this stuff. So this is about us removing all of that garbage that holds us back and fully embracing the truth of who we are. So let's go to our caller from 111-111-1111. Hi, who's this?
Who is this? That is the question.
Hello, Queen.
That is the question. Hi, Goddess Sister. How are you today?
I am learning who I am.
Is that not a continual process of evolution as we shift and shape and reshape and transform who we are in every moment?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Who am I in this moment in time? Is the question. Oh, it just changed. And the answer changed. And it changed, and it changed, and it changed. I love it. I love it. I would love to go into deeper explorations of the events, and event is every moment too, a magical event of living, the events where I am going to be teaching on the physical plane, and the mental plane, and the spiritual plane. Okay, teaching in the physical. I'll leave it there and see what comes up.
Okay. So So I'm actually seeing an image, and it's an image of you sitting and talking with this group of people, and the words that are flowing from your soul, not your brain. So you are teaching from the truth of who you are. It's like there's this ribbon connected with your soul, and it comes into your body, into your heart, and goes up your throat and comes out your mouth.
Feels beautiful.
Yeah. Because it gives you such incredible wisdom to share with these beautiful beings. It's like you finally learn that you don't need to go into your head. And you are actually coming from your heart and from your soul.
Wow.
And I think that that is the secret to helping people transform their lives.
That sounds like an aspect to some of the offerings. Transform your life. Transform your life. Okay, let me write that down before it form your life. Now, the a location has been given to me nearby, which makes it easy for me to come and go. A very welcoming place. I spoke of the place the other day to you, the sacred space, and the energy of the seductive allurement, and this has to do with resistance, because the area, interesting, the area is one that I have yet to, the city is one that I have yet to learn to appreciate, to help others to want to gravitate, to come to it. Not so much the class, the offerings, but the actual location of it. So any insight as to, because obviously I need to let go of the resistance within myself, of my thoughts of the location, the state. clearly, I rest this at your feet, anointed one. To travel with me to.
So, have you looked at what it is this area triggers in you?
I have just begun to, so not in depth.
Okay.
Well,
I'm seeing images of you, and it looks like you're mostly in your childhood that this area is triggering beliefs from that time in your life. And I'm also seeing that it triggers triggers things from the 60s. When there were race
right on,
all of that, yeah, I'm seeing that too. And so part of it is your beliefs about you based on the color of your skin. And it's not just about you, it's about the entire race. And possibilities. In some ways, it feels like you think less of the people who live in this area because they live in this area. So you really want to, you want to accept them exactly as they are, and accept the area exactly as it is, and remove all of these ties and bindings and these chains and all of this crappy stuff that's hooked to this area, and allow its beauty to come forward.
Well, you are absolutely right on about the race riots in the 60s. No resistance to that, because this area played a very dominant role in the historical prominence of segregation and integration and abuses of people of color. And that was floating through me to some degree earlier, how to make the transformation of that, how to make the transformation. The area has beauty. The state has beauty, great beauty, and to be able to accept the location that has come to me so close, that has so many of the elements that I was calling for, and to erase or transform or to add to the to be able to demonstrate, and I like that I chose that word because a lot of demonstrations happen there. Demonstration, to be able to demonstrate and elevate the reasons for someone to come from Europe to this place, from Africa to this place, to take the classes with me. And so that is
one
where
of the
I'm
things,
at.
One of the things they're showing me is that you could get together with, there's just like three of you. So makes sense. They love threes. And to go to the area and to do a ceremony clearing the past from that area, clearing the connections to all of that ugliness, so that the area has the freedom to bloom and to become so much more than it's ever been. And they're also saying if you don't have a couple of other people to go with you, you can do it from your own home and go into meditation and go to the area. And then I see you, it's almost like you're talking to the souls of the people who are connected with that area from the past and helping them to let go, clearing their energy from the area. Or you may want to do both those things.
Beautiful. Beautiful. As you were saying, connect with the other people. There's a few people who have like gone into the Montgomery area and done that. And I'm speaking of Birmingham now. And they may have gone there. They may be willing to go there, doing it on the soul level. That felt really strong. So the possibilities of both are very, very strong. And also letting that be part of the offering of the class for those who come, part of the temple offering for those to come to elevate souls who have gone through that rite of passage. I'm feeling, too, I've done many things being in this state, many things, and this could be the the ultimate icing on the cake for my having come here, the beauty of Lord me here in the first place, having forgotten, overlooked. I say I must have been stoned to the bone to have come here. The other things which I was well aware of, I'm just going to add, like earlier in my journey, I connected with Kwame Ture, who's Stokely Carmichael, and I laughed in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. I laughed when I realized where I was, when I woke up. And I said, and I started traveling the state teaching African dance, culture, many things. And I realized, I said, I'm on the same path. I'm going places where he was, where they were. And
I'm getting that it's actually even deeper than that, because you're also connecting with the Native Americans who were forced out of their homes in that area.
You're right.
So it's hundreds of years of people being treated inappropriately. So you're letting go of a heck of a lot, woman.
I'm getting chills again. And someone somewhere along the way, and I never even inquired about it, but the county that I live in had said, maybe I was talking about having a well, I don't know, but they said, where you are, you know, they said the name of it was named after having great water. We've talked about my well recently in our meditation. This is like, ooh, overwhelming. My gratitude to your spirit and my cups, which are plentiful, runneth over. And I understand more of what this is all about, because the place is there, the space is there. I could actually go in the day and come home at night, and, you know, if I chose, or stay over, they could stay over. You could stay over when the time is right.
Okay.
Yes. Whew. Thank you. I am. Wow. Wow, it's time for me to go to, and I haven't been yet in Montgomery, it's time for me to go to the New Slave Museum, I think that's what it's called, that brought Oprah into Montgomery, and has brought a focus to some of the atrocities that were perpetuated on the land of Alabama. And it's, wow. Who am I? Woo. Wow. Okay, beloved sister, goddess, oracle, incredible anointed one. Woo!
Yep, you've got your assignment.
Whew. Thank you. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome.
I'm almost crying. I say that on occasion, but I mean the tears really want to flow. Wow. Blessed I am. Blessed I am. Grateful. Namaste. I'll catch you later.
Okay. Enjoy.
I shall.
Namaste.
Okay, we're moving to the caller from area code 510. Hi, who's this?
It's Leanne, by the way.
Hello, Leanne. How are you, dear?
Well, you called out to me because somehow I said, oh, I guess I'm supposed to check in. So, hi.
Okay, and what are we supposed to work on today?
I think just open to all the openings and all the any messages for me today, just so I receive them and take them in and stay grounded.
Well, the first thing that I was getting was that we need to work on love, love for yourself.
Okay.
Let's see. What do you guys want to do? Okay. So they want you to open your heart even more to loving you, to accepting you. You apparently still have at least a little bit of resistance to actually accepting yourself, accepting your gifts, accepting that this really is who you are. And so that's what they want to clear out now.
Okay.
Okay, so we will do some dear innate statements. So just repeat after me. Dear innate, it is safe for me to be who I am.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be who I am.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be magnificent.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be magnificent.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be unlike anyone else.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be unlike anyone else.
Dear innate, even though I don't fit in, I love myself.
Dear innate, even though I don't fit in, I love myself.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to being me.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to being me.
Dear innate, I allow my heart to fully open to self-love.
Dear innate, I allow my heart to fully open to self-love.
Dear innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught, I am choosing
dear innate, oh,
to be
sorry.
Me.
Go ahead. Dear innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught, I am choosing to be me.
Dear innate, it is my time to shine.
Dear innate, it is my time to shine.
Dear innate, I accept myself 100%.
Dear innate, I accept myself 100%.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Better. Yep, better. Lighter.
Okay.
So why are you afraid to be you?
I don't know the answer other than I think just try it. I might like it if I just fully get it now. And I'm very close. I'm very close.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it. I mean, it's exciting. I'm exciting. And I'm interesting. I'm real, you know, so I think it's just, I'm it's like the layers get more and more peeled away and it's nice.
Yeah.
Even if it's new and it's uncomfortable, it's actually refreshing. Like I'm clear, there's nothing to apologize for, you know.
Right. You are making progress.
Yeah.
And
I'm a work in progress, a magnificent work in progress.
Oh, yes, an absolutely gorgeous, magnificent work in progress.
There we go. I like that too. I'll take that. Thank you.
And you may just want to spend time every day just saying, "Dear Innate, I release the resistance."
Okay.
And just
good.
Let go
all
of
right.
any resistance that is there.
Okay.
And you'll find that everything flows easier, better, faster.
Yeah.
It just works.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm finding that already, so I could tell, like, it's giving me the momentum, you know, like, it's there. And
yeah.
as I get out of the way, and if that resistance, I can see that, how, yes, so I will do that.
Wonderful. All right. You've got your assignment. Get busy.
Yes, I do. Thank you. I will talk with you soon. Thank you so much.
They're also showing me an image of you dancing, so maybe you need to do some dancing, too.
All right, so fun and joy.
Yes.
And music.
Exactly.
There we go. Yes. Perfect. Thank you. Thank
you're
them.
Welcome.
Thank all.
They all say you're welcome. Well, enjoy yourself.
I will. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was a little groggy before, but I'm waking up pretty good now.
Well, good. So what are we working on today?
Well, I'm going down to get some glasses today, and then I'm going to the Kaiser to do a sleep apnea study. I'll probably be doing some other errands and stuff today and cleaned up my room and stuff and working on that this morning.
And when's the last time you worked with your music?
I did the night before last. Last night I got off work at 10, and then I went to the jacuzzi for a little while and did a little swim and then it was actually the night before last, so I should be doing that today. And I've been trying to kind of like they called me at 12:45 last night for me to go into work because someone got sick. And I don't know, they didn't want to call me for the graveyard shift. You know, I called at 3 to find out, you know, what it was. I waited a couple hours for them to resolve the problem, but I wasn't sure if, you know, maybe I didn't finish my report or somebody report, da 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 da. So I'm trying to. I had another call yesterday from another security company that was very, you know, seemed very interested in hiring me. So I'm waiting on that list, and I'm trying to get my medical all taken. So that's why I'm doing my glasses today. You know, because I'm on my medical, so I want to try to get all my benefits from this job before I move on, you know, because they may offer me, you know, a lot better position, you know, hopefully than what I actually have now.
Right.
Kind of
okay. Well, you're trying to
saying that it's time for you to stop resisting your music. They want you to start doing more and more with your music. So let's do a few statements to clear out some of the energy that's there so you can start living your music, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
Okay, so repeat after me. Dear Innate, I release resistance to my music.
Dear Innate, I release resistance to my music.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of my talent.
Dear Innate, I resist the fear of my talent.
No, you release the fear of your talent.
Urinate, I release the fear of my talent.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to be musical.
Urinate, it's safe for me to be musical.
Dear Innate, I no longer need to hide my music.
Dear Innate, I no longer need to hide my music.
Dear Innate, I am seen being musical.
Dear Innate, I'm seen being musical.
Dear Innate, I allow music to transform my life.
Dear Innate, I allow music to transform my life.
Dear Innate, I use music to transform others.
Dear Innate, I use music to transform others.
Dear Innate, I am completely open to music.
Dear Innate, I'm completely open to music.
Dear Innate, music is who I am.
Dear Innate, music is who I am.
Dear Innate, I love the music within me.
Dear Innate, I love the music within me.
Dear Innate, I allow the music within me.
Dear Innate, I allow music to flow through me.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Dear Innate, I accept myself.
Take a nice deep, deep breath.
Okay, how does that feel?
Oh, just much better. Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah. Now I'm hearing the song, I've Got the Music in Me.
I can hear that too.
Yeah. And I hear that in you now. So pay attention to your music. And just, you know, if you're getting lyrics to a song, just write them down. Just always have a pen and paper handy, so that you can write down whatever you need to write down. Because this music, it's apparently going to start flowing out of you even more than it has before. So just pay attention. They're showing you that the music is going to flow from you even more than it has before.
Wow. We're all stepping to the jam.
Wonderful. Yeah, let music be an important part of your life, because it is an important part of you.
What was that?
Let the music be an important part of your life, because it is an important part of
you. It's got to be like the most important part of my life, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That's who you are.
Even, you know, more important than spirituality and stuff, you know, because I'm really into all that, you know.
It's part of your spirituality.
And combined it, yeah, because it's part of it. All right.
Okay, great.
Hey, well, thanks again. You're the best.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 718. Hi, who is this?
Hello?
Area code 718.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hi, Barbara. This is Keisha. I was listening. I didn't even know I had pressed one. I'm just listening.
You did. I see the symbol.
Oh, God. You know, I was listening for so long. I was doing a bunch of other things. I probably forgot. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm okay. I am. I was doing something for my business, and I kind of, it's like some, I guess, business stuff and paperwork, and I actually did it a few years ago, but I didn't, like, fully send in the, like, you had to send in some pictures and things like that, and I took pictures and stuff, but I guess maybe I thought they weren't good enough or I didn't like my packaging or whatever, and so I kind of, like, I waited to the last minute to do it, which I'm doing now, and I'm feeling, like, lots of guilt, and I think I'm feeling guilt because I realized, like, I haven't been putting my energy into it like I really want to, and like I was making something yesterday, and it looked like it was coming out right, and then it didn't come out right, but I have to practice, you know, and, you know, build that skill up. And I think I feel like some certain things, like if I don't get it right away or something like that, I don't know, I start to feel like shame or guilt or something like that. But I just was like, wow, like I really just was thinking about my life and my time, especially the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm like, I just kind of feel like I've been abandoning myself and not putting my energy into me and my business. I've kind of just been, I guess, you know, I was in law school, whatever. I've just been, like, suppressing myself and then, I guess, giving myself away to other people. And I guess I'm feeling a lot of guilt.
Yeah. Okay. I can see where that's coming from. You ready to let it go?
I mean, I am, and then I'm not. I feel like, I don't know, I just feel really bad. No, like, I feel like, aren't I supposed to feel guilt? You get what I'm saying?
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I like. I feel bad, but then I feel like I'm supposed to feel bad because I've treated myself, I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to do for myself.
Okay, so you ready to start doing what you're supposed to do for yourself, which is letting all of this crap go?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready to. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel really bad that I don't know. The last 4 or 5 years of my life could have been really different. But yes, I'm ready to make the rest of my life better.
Okay. So repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I deserve the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I deserve the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I'm supposed to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I'm supposed to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to look back over my life and kick my own butt.
Dear innate, I release the belief.
Or the need.
Oh, I release the need to look back on my life and punish myself or beat myself up.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance to my talents.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance to my talents.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance to my success.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance to my success.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance to accepting myself.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance to accepting myself.
Dear Nate, I accept myself 100%.
Dear Nate, I accept myself 100%.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to get better and better at the things that I do.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to get better and better at the things that I do.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to trust in my guidance.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to trust in my guidance.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance of my mind needing to know how.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance of my mind wanting to know how.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to do what I do, even if I don't know how.
Dear Nate, I give myself permission to do what I want to do, even though I don't know how.
Dear Nate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught, I am letting the past go.
Dear Nate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught, I'm letting the past go.
Did I lose you?
No, hello.
Okay, I can hear you now. Did you repeat it?
What did you say? The last thing I said was when you said let the past go, I had said that one.
Okay. Dear Nate, I accept my power.
Dear Nate, I accept my power.
Dear Nate, I am my power.
Dear Nate, I am my power.
Dear Nate, I am phenomenal.
Dear Nate, I am phenomenal.
Dear Nate, I am talented.
Dear Nate, I am talented.
Dear Nate, I am successful.
Dear Nate, I am successful.
Dear Nate, I allow myself freedom to be me.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be me.
The freedom to be me.
Dear Nate, I allow myself the freedom to be me.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Feels very peaceful. I think I have I think I have anxiety. But it feels very peaceful. I don't know, like, cause say the thing I'm doing, I could have been did this like two years ago, cause I had the stuff I wanted to send in, and I just thought it wasn't good enough, and I waited, and I'm like, I could have just sent that in, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I guess a lot of different things are coming up. Fear. Maybe I have like a fear that I won't get it or something like that, or somebody else is going to get it. Like, I don't know. I guess, or I have a fear it's going to be taken away from me or something like that. Or are they going to, even though all they need is a picture. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm worrying about it, or I'm having fear because.
Okay.
and what I didn't do.
Okay. Let's work a little bit on that then. All right. Serenade, I release the anxiety.
Serenade, I release the anxiety.
Serenade, I do not need to be anxious because I create my life.
Serenade, I do not need to be anxious because I create my life.
Serenade, I allow myself to create my successes.
Serenade, I allow myself to create my successes.
Serenade, I release all resistance to success.
Serenade, I release all resistance to success.
Serenade, even though this is not the life I imagined myself having, I accept my life.
Serenade, even though this is not the life I imagined myself having, I accept my life.
Serenade, I accept my life 100%.
Serenade, I accept my life 100%.
Serenade, I forgive everything I've ever done.
Serenade, I forgive everything I have ever done.
Serenade, I forgive everything that I didn't do.
Serenade, I forgive everything that I didn't do.
Serenade, I completely forgive the past.
Serenade, I completely forgive the past.
Serenade, I open my heart to loving accepting now.
Serenade, I open my heart to loving and accepting now.
Serenade, I let go of all that other stuff.
Serenade, I let go of all that other stuff.
Serenade, I let go of the need to resist my own life.
Serenade, I let go of the need to resist my own life.
Serenade, I give myself permission to live now.
Serenade, I give myself permission to live now.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels better. I feel it's coming down. The anxiety is coming down. I was in Barnes and Noble the other day, and I had seen these two books, and I don't even know the name of the book, and I brought it too. I have no idea the name of the book. I think it's something about energy. Yeah, something about energy. I have no clue. But the books, I was reading it, and everything the book was saying, I knew, which was like confirming what I know. And but there was this one, I mean, I'm sure Stephanie, I didn't know, but it's this one sentence that really struck a chord with me, and it said that when people feel undeserving, like say if you feel undeserving, it's because you feel guilt. And I'm like, well, what do I feel guilt about? Like, say if I was taught to that I was undeserving of money or what I want in life, I'm like, say if a parent taught me that, I'm like, why would I feel guilt? I was just like trying to figure out why was I feeling guilt as a child, or why was I feeling like what? Right. I didn't understand why, even though they were saying people undeserving has something to do with feeling guilt, but I'm trying to figure out why I feel guilt. Like if I had it since I was a kid.
You have had it since you were a kid. You actually feel guilty about being alive.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe, right. I can see that because my mother would act like I was a burden to her. And, you know, doing something for me was the problem. And she didn't want to do it, so I could see that. So, but I wonder, is that because of, because I don't like to hear, like, religious talk. and like mm-hmm. stuff like, where they say like sinner and all that stuff. And I'm like, I wonder if I got that from that. You know what I mean? Where they say like, oh, your man is a sinner and you're just guilty because you're born. I wonder, did I get that from that or is it something else?
That if you heard that, that probably ties into it, especially
right.
since you felt like your mother didn't want you, didn't value you, saw you as a mistake. That's what it feels like, that you were taught that you were a mistake. We need to get rid of that. So, dear innate, I release the resistance to living my life.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to living my life.
Dear innate, I release the guilt of living my life.
Dear innate, I release the guilt of living my life.
Dear innate, I release the resistance of deserving my life.
Dear innate, I release the resistance of deserving my life.
Dear innate, I release being a burden.
Dear innate, I release being a burden.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I cut the ties to my mother's beliefs.
Dear innate, I cut the ties to my mother's beliefs.
Dear innate, I release all of the religious beliefs.
Dear innate, I release all the religious beliefs.
Dear innate, I forgive and release all of my sins.
Dear innate, I forgive and release all of my sins.
Dear innate, I accept that God loves me.
Dear innate, I accept that God loves me.
Dear innate, I accept that I have value.
Dear innate, I accept that I have value.
Dear innate, I accept that I am a blessing to the world.
Dear innate, I accept that I am a blessing to the world.
Dear innate, I know that I am worth it.
Dear innate, I know that I am worth it.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be filled with that knowing of my worth.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be filled with the knowing of my worth.
Dear innate, I matter.
Dear innate, I matter.
Dear innate, I am important.
Dear innate, I am important.
Dear innate, I accept my life.
Dear innate, I accept my life.
Take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
It feels really, really good. It feels, I feel more at peace, and then I feel like, I think you touched on something that I guess I didn't, maybe I knew, but I wasn't fully aware of the whole thing that maybe I'm feeling guilty that I'm alive or something like that. Like, yeah, that kind of just really resonated with me.
Yeah,
I know my mother, like, kind of, like, projected because my father's on drugs or whatever, and they kind of broke up when I was born. She claimed he was on drugs the worst when I was born. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But I think she projected. I mean, me and her have past life things going on. So, you know, we didn't like each other in another life anyway. But I think, say, she projected whatever issues with my dad onto me because he wasn't around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's like I was to blame for his actions, for him being on drugs, and maybe I'm a reminder that her man abandoned her.
Yeah. And
right.
you were also a reminder that she didn't make good choices when it came to men.
Right. All right. So, maybe she does feel like I'm a mistake, you know, but that doesn't mean I am.
No, you're not. You're
right.
Exactly who you were meant to be.
Right. Yeah, she would, well, a lot of this stuff just makes sense because she would guilt me for making a mistake. So it's like if I didn't know something, if I needed help with anything, it was guilt because she didn't want to do anything for me. So if I made a mistake, then she had to help. Or if I, you know, she would actually have to do something. You know, if I didn't know something, she would actually have to participate. You know what I mean? If I needed help, then she, like, it was, she made me feel guilt for needing her or, you know, or mm-hmm. wanting her help. So she had, I have a niece. And the niece and my niece was over here one day, and she sent her to the store for grilled cheese. She just wanted the cheese for the grilled cheese, but the little girl got the whole grilled cheese sandwich. But she doesn't. Her mother doesn't send her to the store, so she doesn't. You know, she doesn't go to the store like that. And I mean, she just went off on her. And I told her, I said, well, she's a kid and she can make mistakes. And she was like, no, she can't. And I'm like, what do you mean she can't make mistakes? She's 10 years old. Who, 10-year-olds can make mistakes. So I could tell, I was like, wow, this is probably what she was doing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I told the little girl, you know, you can make mistakes. Like, don't listen to her or whatever. Like, you're only a kid. So I think I'm probably very hard on myself as well for when I make a mistake as well. But I know where I got it. I got it from. So I'm just working on releasing, like, contracts, loyalties, and different things like that to her and to other people. But I really feel like I've done a lot of people pleasing. And I really don't like it. And I really want to stop it.
Okay. There is a decree that I have on my computer that they're telling me I should send to you.
Really?
Remember. And then you can say the decree. And it's about contracts and all of that kind of stuff.
And good.
Of the decree. Okay.
Thank you.
I wrote myself a note. I will do that after the show.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And I think saying that aloud three times, you'll notice a difference.
Really? After you say it out loud three times? You know what I've seen too? I think I had a session with somebody, but I don't know. But I happen to see a book called Emotion Code. Have you read that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I'm checking it out, and I'm like, oh, I got to find a something with a magnet or something like that. But it was very interesting.
You can call in on my Wednesday shows, Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock Central.
Okay.
That's actually done by a lady named Shoshona, and she uses the emotion code.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was reading about it. I was like, this sounds good.
Yeah, call in and experience it with her. You used to be able to get the book for free if you got the Kindle edition.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you still can or not, but you might want to look for that. You know, type in emotional code free and see what you come up with, because she was giving it away free.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Barbara. This has been so helpful.
You are so welcome.
And
I will send you the decree, and then we'll talk again.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 937. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Barbara. This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What can I do for you today?
Oh, well, probably a little bit of everything. I just... that. I'm sorry. No, I have just been on my own for so long that I just start feeling like I'm not worthy enough for, you know, for anyone else. And I don't want to be by myself all the time. I'm tired of it.
So why
are
you
disconnected
from other people? What are you afraid of?
Getting hurt again.
Okay. Yeah, you've got some walls around your heart, and there's some broken glass and spiky stuff. In case anyone comes walking up, you'll get them. Okay. Let me see what they're showing me. Okay. So we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So just repeat after me. Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the need to be disconnected.
Dear innate, I release the need to be protected.
Dear innate, I release the fear of betrayal.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being betrayed.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to vulnerability.
Dear innate, I release the resistance of vulnerability.
Dear innate, I allow myself to remove the walls.
Dear innate, I allow myself to release the old.
Dear innate, I tear down the walls around my heart.
Dear innate, I tear down the walls that guard my heart.
Dear innate, I release the need to guard my heart.
Dear innate, I release the need to guard my heart.
Dear innate, I forgive the ones who hurt me.
Dear innate, I release the ones that hurt me.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
And take a nice deep breath. I found it interesting that in almost every phrase we said, you changed at least one word so that it didn't say what I said.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It was like a part of you was saying, no, I'm not really ready to let this go. But that's
okay.
Oh,
wow. So will it still work to release it?
Yes, because then when I get the next one, I was saying what needed to be said. And then if you change that, then I would say it again in another way so that you were getting what you needed to get, even though you were not wanting to get what you were needing to get. So, yeah, you're getting the benefit.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so very much. I am so sorry.
Some people do that, and some people don't even realize that they're doing it. So it's absolutely fine.
I did not realize that I did that. Wow.
I want you to feel your heart right now. Feel your heart and tell me how it feels.
Just releasing everything. It's like I had so much built up, so much protecting it.
Yeah.
That the walls are broken now. And I can actually feel my heart.
Yay, good. Okay.
So let's do a little bit more. Dear
okay.
innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I release all of the negativity from my heart.
Dear innate, I release all the negativity in my heart.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of the past.
Dear innate, I let go of the fear.
Dear innate, I let go of the fear.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to move forward in my life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to go forward in my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be alive.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to be alive.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Oh my gosh, so much better. Wow, did I do better that time?
Yes, you did. You messed with a couple of them, but it wasn't significant, so we were fine.
Okay. Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Okay, we have a couple
what
more we need to
wait.
Do.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to love.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to love.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to life.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to life.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to joy.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to joy.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to relationships.
Dear innate, I release the resistance to relationships.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Take a nice deep breath. All right. How does that feel?
Oh, wow. Peaceful.
Yeah.
Wow. So, so, so much better. So light.
Wonderful.
Wow. Thank you so very much. Just exactly what I needed.
Yay, good.
Yes, something that I never realized before, but yet it happened. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so very much.
You are welcome. And now get out there and meet some people. Okay?
I sure will. I sure will. Thank you so very, very much. Have a great day.
You too, Sandy. Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 804. Hi, who's this?
Hello, good afternoon, Barbara. My name is Vernell.
And what can I do for you today, Vernell?
Hi. Unfortunately, last month I had to put down a cat I had for a long time, and last fall I had to put down another cat, and I still got her sister with me, and she's the only cat I have left, and I don't know what's wrong. I mean, I don't know if anything's wrong with her, but she seems to be throwing up her food sometimes, like the cat I had to put down last month. And I'm really looking for a healing power of some kind to give her strength and you know, make her better.
Okay. So the first thing I was seeing when you first started talking was that you had these cats that were nuzzling up against your chin and rubbing up against you and walking across your shoulders, and they were just like loving you and hugging you and surrounding you with love. So these are the cats that are no longer in the physical, but they're still with you and they still love you, and they want you to be at peace with the fact that they're no longer in the physical. So that's a big part of it, because you have this fear that you're going to lose another one.
Okay.
And it's that fear that's driving you crazy. Okay,
yes.
So we are going to do some of those, do your innate statements, and see if we can let go of the fear and get all of that out of the way. And then we can look at the situation with the cat that you still have in the physical. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the fear of death.
Dear innate, I release the fear of death.
Dear innate, I release the fear, no, I release the guilt of having to put my cats down.
Dear innate, I release the guilt of having to put my cats down.
Dear innate, I release the loneliness.
Dear innate, I release the loneliness.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being alone.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being alone.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I don't deserve my cats.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I don't deserve my cats.
Dear innate, I release the uncertainty of life.
Dear innate, I release the uncertainty of life.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. How does that feel now?
It feels a lot better. Yes.
Okay, so with this cat that you still have, part of it is the cat is also missing the other cat. And so your cat is experiencing depression. And animals do this, and sometimes it's they just don't know what to do. They don't know how to be loved. I've experienced this in the past with dogs, and I had two dogs. They'd always been together. One of them suddenly died, and the other one was so sad and so depressed that I actually had to go and get a puppy because she just couldn't handle it.
Okay.
So that's having an effect on your cat's health. You might want to give the cat extra attention, you know, spend a little extra time just loving the cat, you know, letting her know that she's not alone, giving her lots of love.
Okay.
Have you How do you feel about getting another cat?
I was looking on Craigslist in the pet section for the last few days because when I was looking at Lucy, that's the cat's name that I have now. When I look at her, it seems like she is kind of sad and depressed. And I was thinking about seeing if I can get a cat that kind of resembles, her and her sister's fur or looks, and see if that cat might make her happy. And I wasn't really sure if I should get a cat, like in a kitten or another adult cat.
I feel like it should be an adult cat. I'm not sure that she would really appreciate a kitten. Kittens take a lot of energy.
And okay.
That may be more than she wants to handle. But if you can find an older cat that's got the right personality, that you think the two of them would work well together, I can see her forming a bond with a new cat. And she would enjoy that, having that closeness, especially when you're not there, then she's not there by herself. I don't think it really matters what the cat looks like. It matters the personality.
Okay.
So look for one that has the personality that would work well with your cat. And I'm actually saying that the two of them would get along great, and she would feel so much better. And you
okay,
would too.
I guess you wouldn't know how the other cat would look in color.
No, they're showing me that if you have a particular color you want, that's fine, but that part is not really important. It's the personality that really makes the difference.
Okay. Okay, and do I continue to look through Craigslist, or would I have to go through another organization?
Well, you can look through Craigslist. You can also look through Humanities. What is that called? They do cats and dogs, and if you got a cat from them, the cat would be spayed and have all of its shots and everything, so you wouldn't have to do all that. Habitat for Humanity. That's the name of it. For some reason, that completely left my mind. Or you could check with your vet and see if they know someone who has a cat that they are having to let go of for whatever reason.
Okay.
Yeah. And
okay,
I think there might be groups on Facebook where people have animals that they need to let go of, rehome. So check there too.
Okay. I'll look into those, and I won't have to really worry about Lucy dying anytime soon, I guess.
No, actually, I'm seeing that you have two cats and they're both fine. So, all
great.
She needs is a friend.
Okay.
And until then, you just give her lots of love and lots of attention.
I sure will.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Barbara.
You are welcome.
You have a great day.
And then you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's our show for today. Thank you, everyone, for calling in and sharing who you are and helping to make the world a little better. And I will be back on Sunday evening with GC Love. And this show is every Friday. So feel free to check back in with me next week. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.